This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, we're going to know all kinds of answers. All kinds of answers on who is in what spot and where and which direction America is going. Certainly the national races, fascinating to watch, but there's plenty of local things and measures and just so many things going on. We are your election headquarters. We are here to get you the answers. Never mind the ads that go on and on and on where people are talking to you, okay, and at you. From your television screen and the ads you hear on the radio, you need those. It was part of a campaign. They give you a piece of the story. But what we are able to do is get behind the scenes, get the real story, find out what's going on. Sort of like Veritas and James O'Keefe did with the video. What do you call that? Video journalism? Is it where you go undercover and you're coming as a reporter, but you have a camera on you? I don't know what they call it, but I call it helpful because it tells us is this organization the same in public as they are in private? You know, what's the character like behind when they close the door versus the character they tell us they have? And James O'Keefe. You may remember, this is the guy who was able to unearth the fact that Planned Parenthood likes to boast about the body parts they sell of little babies that have been aborted and the money they make on it. You remember that? Yeah, and there was an onslaught of criticism directed at him after he took it out of context. They said what they said. Same thing with Senator Heitkamp's office. They said what they said. I mean, we played you the clip. You heard it, so I'm not going to play it again, but super liberal. Get this election over, and she's going to be super liberal, you know. The Obama poster on the wall, we take that down. We take that down when press come. Yeah, the media's coming, so we have to take it down. Journalists ask, so say she doesn't support the wall. Yeah, I would just say she supports effective border security that includes barriers in some places, but whatever folks on the ground think is effective. So don't say that she doesn't. Yeah. Another staffer. The thing with politicians is they're politicians. If the country moved further to the left, she'd move to the left. Like, I think if we had a Democratic Senate, she would vote way more for policies that you see from Democrat support. Or she would vote for more policies that you see more Democrats support. I mean, you know, it's all there. What we can do here is try and provide that level of scrutiny. Now, you have to be willing to come on and actually talk to real people, you know, the great unwashed. And unfortunately, Senator Heitkamp doesn't do that, so it's a little tougher, but we still can probe. We can ask. And you've told us a number of races and issues and concerns and measures that you want to focus on. And measure three was, I think, number three on the list. I should keep that list with me. But it's way up there, top five for sure. It's either two or three. It might even be two behind the Senate race, ahead of the House race. Measure three and measure one are right up there. Today we'll have a measure three debate on the program. We're going to have Dave Owen, who is the chief backer of this measure. And we're going to have Bob Weefall, who has been the spokesperson that is saying what needs to be said about what he sees in the bill and what he sees as a reality to North Dakota once it happens. We're going to have those two debate right here. You certainly can weigh in with your questions on that as well. So that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. Now, I don't want to make that lady mad that sent me that postcard yesterday, Todd. What'd she say again? Before I go to that, you can make her mad, and you can tell me if what I'm about to say is true or not, that Heidi Heitkamp told you during our interview with her related to the sexual abuse victims of not only sexual abuse, in some cases, some cases not, but also victims by the Heitkamp campaign by exposing their names and cities, and, you know, really, really bad deal. She was on to talk about that. Her first appearance in a couple of years, at least. And she deemed the criticism on that legitimate. So she said she would come on. It's really nice when you're a senator and you get to decide, no, that's legitimate criticism. No, that isn't legitimate criticism. See, you just kind of decide yourself. Anyway, Todd talks to her and says, can we get you on before the election? We'd like to have you on in the K-Fire Cafe.
Well, and I knew I had that time slot open yesterday for 10. I know I've got that wide open. Let's do this. And it was a go.
He mentioned the time to her, and she said, I want to do it. We'll do it. Just get a hold of staff and get it on the calendar. And staff calls, say, what do you want to talk about? You know, are you going to take any calls? And all the little things they typically do. And it was scheduled. And yesterday, your phone didn't ring, I understand, Todd.
Well, it rang, but it was other people. But that the line that she would have called on, and actually all the rollover lines were open.
She
so.
Did not call you for the scheduled interview. That's what we call in the business being stiffed. Folks, we're a week and some change away from an election. That's just insanity.
In fact, from their people, will likely want to talk about health care, trade, Medicare, and Social Security, and she's willing, she's, quote, always willing to take calls. Okay? Because I specifically asked that. I didn't want it to be a timid filibuster. You know, I want to give her the chance to say her piece, but at the same time, hey, wait a minute now. It's about the callers. It's not about, you know, everybody grandstanding. Oh, she's always willing to take calls. Okay, fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Never
happened. I'm trying really hard in deference not only to the person that was kind enough to send me a postcard yesterday and said I don't want to hear about it and a couple of texters. I mean, literally a handful of people. But we respect every opinion here, whether you agree or disagree.
As I said, do you have any idea how much crap I've taken for even scheduling that interview? I'm like, wait a minute. She's a sitting senator. You can get the information you need with which to vote or not vote or to vote a different way or whatever. But might as well hear her out, right?
Well, anyway, I wanted you to know that because I just think that's low ball. That's really, and I heard her with my own ears say she'd do it, you know. And as you say, the staff circled back. You know, it's easy sometimes for a candidate to say, yeah, I'll do it, you know, but campaign staffers said, yes, she's going to do it. Yes, here's the things we want to talk about. And does not show up. You know, it just is bad news. At the risk of making everybody mad, and then we're going to switch gears here a little bit and talk about anything you'd like to talk about on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. There is a national story about Heidi Heitkamp from CNN this morning. And the headline is this. Heidi Heitkamp raises eye-popping $12.5 million after the Kavanaugh no vote. Now, folks, whoa. she'd raised like, I don't know, $10, $11, $12 million in total. All those dinners that she will, you know, set up in Hollywood and Martha's Vineyard and Chuckie Schumer's pals around the country that could care less about North Dakota. Care less. They just want Chuck Schumer to have another reliable vote, writing big checks. That got her $10, $11 million, okay? So she matched what she's already raised just after the Kavanaugh vote from, I guess, liberals that want to help celebrate her for voting no on Kavanaugh. So now we're using our no vote on Kavanaugh. I'm guessing somebody said, you know, if you vote no, and we're going to lose anyway, so you might as well vote no. But if you vote no, you'll be a hero in this swing state, and people say you're being a champion, and, oh, okay, and you get some more money, and, you know. Now, Todd, if I were a relative friend lawyer of anyone on that list, on her ad, where she decided to exploit the political pain of North Dakota women in the name of a little political gain, who she has said herself, sorry's not enough, tell me what I can do. And legal experts say even her own words put her in extreme legal peril. She brought that up on with us, saying, I know lawyers say you're not supposed to say this, I'm going to say it. You know, we screwed up, it's bad, it's terrible, there's no apology that could possibly mask it. Well, I'd say I'll take that $12.5 million. Thank you very much. I'll have the $12.5 million. Because they have a case. They are talking to lawyers now. They will sue. This will happen. And the money comes out of campaign coffers. So there you go. Now, if she loses, and there's no lawsuit, that $12.5 million is pretty much a piggy bank, you know, to go around the
yeah,
country.
Yeah, but it won't necessarily be her piggy bank.
Might not if that goes. That's why I said if there's no lawsuit.
Right.
It's a piggy bank to, it's like Byron Dorgan did. Give a little here, give a little there.
It'll get settled. It'll be off the record. It'll be sealed, but it'll be settled, and there'll be some undisclosed amount. And
I had a dear friend get asked for a contribution from Byron Dorgan for a lot of money. The friend agreed to do it, and then Byron Dorgan shortly thereafter said, I'm not running. My friend called and said, hey, I gave you money to run. Give me the money back.
Yeah,
he had to ask over a period of, if not years, certainly a full year, many, many months, maybe even years, over and over and over again before it was finally refunded. Because they like having the piggy bank after they're done. They like having the piggy bank. Then go around and say, well, let's do a think tank. Let's fly to Morocco and talk about Social Security. And, you know,
I'm not kidding.
More coming up on What's
You're
on Your
listening
Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go.
Sing along, everybody.
Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
He kicks it up a notch here pretty quick.
Woo!
There we go, see? Dirk Bentley's actually coming to the Alera Center in Grand Forks. I like Dirk Bentley. I'm a big Dirk Bentley fan.
What was that note again? Can you hit that note again?
Woo! That one? No, I don't remember. I shouldn't sing. It's really not pretty, you know.
Wow.
The kids tell me in church, please sing quieter so nobody hears you. You know. So
are you that sings just a little too loud in church? Is that you?
No, because I know I have a terrible singing voice. I've never got the whole thing. I mean,
right.
I've got the hymnal open, but I don't, you know, all those little floating, you know, thingamajigs, I have no idea what they're, you know, up, down, you know. So I just decided to go with the flow. But anyway, Dirk Bentley, we are really blessed, I think, here to have, we're in a sweet spot, you know, between the cities and Winnipeg or some of the bigger areas. So we get a lot of really good acts. I mean, Ed Sheeran just here at the Fargo Dome. That's a good one. And what do you got tomorrow night at the Bismarck
Event Center? Cole Swindell. I mean, folks are really on the edge of their seats. Hanging on for that, and then Old Dominion's coming up, and it'd be great.
It is, and Keith Urban also just up at the Ralph. The Ralph gets some great acts, so there's just a lot of really great things going on in our group.
Saturday, March 9th, by the way, for Dirk's.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, tickets go on sale like early November.
A week from today,
Dirk's,
right?
Yeah, November 2nd or something. Dirk's, my good buddy Dirk's.
No, the one I'm tight with is Rodney. You know which Rodney I'm talking about?
Carrington?
No.
Dangerfield?
No.
Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.
I'm not thinking country.
Okay, no respect. I got no respect. No respect. Anyway, let's get to some productive conversation.
Rodney
Crowell? Oh, my gosh. No, Rodney Atkins. So I met Rodney, actually. Well,
I was being sarcastic.
It was very brief. Oh, we were at the airport. He was flying out. We were flying out. And I told my wife, I said, that's Rodney Atkins right there. She went over and, you know, had a chat with him. And
nice.
So many great songs. Let's find the Rodney Atkins songs. Like, you know, Take the Back Road or, you know, we'll come up with something here.
I got them all.
For our next bumper. All right. I'm sure you do. Let's see here, folks. We are brought to you in part today by our good friends in Watford City, North Dakota. I am looking forward to heading up there again very soon. In fact, not too far away in Williston, Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle are going to be there on Tuesday next week. Did you know that? Did not know that, as Phil Parker would say. Or is it Johnny Carson? I forget. Anyway, the event, that's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's open to the public. Anybody can come. It's going to be a neat event. So, but I'm staying in Watford City because I always do. It's like home. It's beautiful. North Unit of Teddy Roosevelt National Park is beautiful. The hotel accommodations, if you use the promo code Best of the West, you get a good deal beyond the already good deal. And, tell you what, they're filling up. They got the Rough Riders Center. If you have any kind of an event, annual meeting, family reunion, the new Rough Riders Center is absolutely amazing. I mean, amazing. I mean, they have the athletic stuff, the concert bowl, the two hockey rinks, but the water park is really nice. The meeting rooms are really great, so it's fantastic. All in Watford City. Come join us there. All right, let's find out what's on the mind of our fine listeners today on the program. Brad in Minot, tell me.
Yes, I think I figured out that pipe bomb thing. I think it's an inside job, and here's the reasoning. Well, every other idea that they've had has bombed, and like every other idea, they don't work. So I think it's an inside job trying to distract from the Kavanaugh, the anti-Trump resistance, see, the caravan. It only makes sense. All right, that's it.
Hey, I saw what you did there, Brad. I got what you did there, by golly, on that whole, you know, it bombed. Another texter says the person planting the bombs, which are not workable and not even capable of exploding, has to be a Democrat planting them. Because if a Republican would have done them like this,
whatever.
Yeah, you're fired. Republicans have been consistently getting things done.
Switch the news cycle to all their other bad ideas.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Brad. I appreciate your call, and thanks for giving us a good laugh today, okay?
I had to share that. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, that is a good one. It is. So are the sketches of the bomber that are out there that look like Barack Obama. Everybody having a grand old time. We don't know. I said that yesterday. We don't know. It sure looks bad. The timing, that they weren't actually explosive devices, you know, it looks like a prankster, a hoax, you know. Would that be done at the highest levels of the Democratic Party? I very much doubt it. Can that be some Yahoo who thinks he's going to get some laughs out of this? Yeah. Let law enforcement do their work and let's get to the bottom of it. Nobody got hurt. Thank God. But I tell you what, when you have the New York Times yesterday, the New York Times printing a thing with some, these professors or artists or whatever, but they were talking about five fictional things that they were dreaming of, and one of them was that Donald Trump got impeached and he got murdered and his whole family got murdered, and I mean, it's just sick. In the New York Times. And they lecture us about who's responsible for people doing crazy things. Look, they're awful. They're awful. And what Donald Trump is trying to do is equalize it. I don't think he's doing a bad job of it either. Do you? You might not have heard this text over Brad there earlier, but the rest of the text said, Republicans have been consistently getting things done. Democrats are consistently trying to take us backwards as a country. So, another one that believes there's some shenanigans there. Jamestown we go, and Brian. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Just wanted to talk a bit about Heidi Heitkamp and the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation. My biggest frustration and disappointment in Heidi Heitkamp over that whole ordeal is that she couldn't call a spade a spade. It doesn't matter what process they put Brett Kavanaugh through. It was a no vote from the start, and I can't respect anybody who basically dangles the carrot in front of the horse, and the horse goes hungry the whole time. It just doesn't make any sense. So that being said, I would encourage you and Bob Weefalt to not do the same with Measure 3. It doesn't matter how that bill is written. You guys aren't going to appreciate it. You're not going to look into it. So just admit it. It could be the most elegantly written piece of legislation on the books. You would never vote for it, would you?
No, I wouldn't. But my point is this. You know, what the actual measure says matters. So whether or not, so in other words, you got to, when you're sitting and saying, okay, there's yes and there's no, I've got to decide what am I going to do. You see a measure that is very poorly written, and I see people who are now in the pro Measure 3 side say, yeah, you're right, but we'll fix it. Well, that's just no way to run a railroad. So I don't think they're mutually exclusive. Fuller in Mapleton, I got about 40 seconds and it's yours. Go ahead.
Hey, whiz bang. I think you're speaking with double tongue here when we all agree that the Heidi's ad about Kevin Cramer's raising his salary is hocus. You still take her money for playing it. And man, they're back to back. I've been keeping score here, and it's about every 7 minutes that same.
Yeah, ad. No, I know. I'm quite thankful that the Heidi Heitkamp campaign recognizes the power of our audience in advertising to the degree that they have. Quite ironic that they won't come on and answer questions about it, but sir, we have no control. We cannot deny a candidate access to the airwaves. So that's just the deal.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The number of possibly explosive packages addressed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump that have been recovered now number 12. The FBI confirming an 11th package has been recovered in Florida. It was addressed to New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker. A 12th package found at a New York City post office. It was addressed to ex-National Intel Chief James Clapper. The New York City Police Commissioner says,
I can say with certainty, we will identify and arrest the person or people responsible.
President Trump's reportedly planning to block just about all immigrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, with reports he'll sign an executive action to make it extremely difficult for migrants from Central America to get into the U.S. Sources say the details should be finalized by next week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Measure 3 debate in just a couple of minutes. Your calls, questions, comments, texts, certainly welcome here on the program. 800-228-0550. Text me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. One quick programming note. I will be conducting an interview later today with Bishop John Fulda of the Fargo Diocese of the Catholic Church. We're going to talk about the sexual abuse scandal that has been renewed because of the Pennsylvania court and law enforcement work there. And we're going to talk with him a little bit about all of that and about going forward. And I'd really like to answer any questions you have, because honestly, you ask better questions than I do anyway. So if you have a question for him, that'll happen after the show today. You have until the show ends to text those in at 701-367-2054 or send me an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the Energy of North Dakota. That's what they're all about. If you go to energyofnorthdakota.com, you may find out a few things that you didn't already know. But the great thing about the North Dakota Petroleum Council is, you know, they are right now, and the Energy of North Dakota are working very hard to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. Committed to using talent here, our talent, North Dakota resources, use those wisely, build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. Happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. All right, measure number 3. Is the ballot measure which legalizes marijuana. The person that wrote it, that has been the chief advocate for it, Dave Owen is here. The person from the Vote No on Measure 3 Coalition, Bob Weifalt, is here. And we're just going to begin and try and just go rather orderly back and forth. I'll keep tabs on the thing, so I'd like to keep your answers to a minute. You know, if you go a minute 10, fine, but I'm going to say something by a minute 12 and just kind of, you know, want to get all the issues out there and go as fast back and forth as we can. So, first of all, thanks for being here, Mr. Owen. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Mr. Weifold, welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right. Tell me why you decided to do this. Why, David, did you decide that North Dakota needed legalized marijuana?
So Measure 3 is really about individual freedom, personal liberty, and ultimately criminal justice reform. As it sits, we currently spend approximately $40,000 a year to incarcerate a single nonviolent marijuana offender. But it doesn't end there. We create a record for the rest of their life, which means that they can't find gainful employment, they're not allowed to go back to school, really, because they can't get the loans, and it's an economic death sentence. To me, Measure 3 is about ending the horrible prohibition and war on drugs, and while at the same time creating a new industry for our farmers to grow the greatest cash crop of our generation. Currently, wheat trades at about 510 to 520 a bushel. I haven't seen the exact spot today. But hemp, by way of comparison, goes for about 50 a bushel, which means that 1 acre of hemp is worth about 10 acres of wheat. And that's a huge game changer for our farmers, who haven't seen a pay raise since 77, approximately.
Mr. Weefald, give me your top concerns in addressing what David is saying as the reasons for it.
Well, my concern is that this is simply bad law. It's going to create unlimited, unregulated, uncontrolled marijuana. There's no revenue stream attached to it. It's poorly drafted. It creates a lot more problems in interpretation than it answers. Their expungement provision is unworkable. And worst of all, they have a provision at the end that makes marijuana the supreme law of the land. So any section of the Century Code conflicting with it is repealed and nullified. That's absurd.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about poorly written, because I hear that a lot. And, if you look at the actual language, you say, wow, you're right, that could mean that. And then you hear the legislature will fix it. Let's talk about why you wrote it the way you wrote it. Talk a little bit about when you hear that it was poorly written, what do you say?
So poorly written is a catch-all phrase that opposition always uses when it comes to ballot measures. You hear the primary critique of Measure 1, it's poorly written. You hear the primary critique of Measure 2, which I support. They say it's poorly written and it's unnecessary. Ultimately, poorly written is usually code for we don't like it. As for the allegations that this will legalize DUID or smoking in public, they're patently false. We've had three attorneys who, when we drafted the bill, go over it and say, no, it didn't. And just recently, we had a North Dakota attorney who's running in Minot for a state's attorney say, no, it does not abrogate DUI law. No, it does not abrogate smoking in public law. But let me be clear. This law was designed to be modular, implementable, and executable day one while allowing for a simple majority to add regulations and changes to Section 5 as they saw fit. This bill is simply a up or down on do you want legal marijuana. And ultimately, there will be changes made by the legislature. They won't require a two-thirds. They will need a simple majority.
Bob, would you respond to that?
Well, that's absurd. This is an initiated measure. It takes two-thirds vote for 7 years to change it. Every attorney I've talked to, with the exception of the person running for state's attorney in Ward County, according to David, every attorney I've talked to in North Dakota agrees with our position, as does the attorney general, that this section on supremacy wipes out the law against public smoking, wipes out against the law against DUI, wipes out the sales tax. It's poorly drafted, and I stick by that.
And you're saying, in your case, Dave, we have attorneys that say don't worry about it, and Bob's saying we got attorneys that say it's a big problem, so it's let the attorneys battle it out, I guess. Let's go to Myrna in Minot with a question for our guest. Go ahead, Myrna.
Yes, I'm a long-time North Dakota resident. I was born and raised here. And I have a daughter who was also born and raised here. And she lives in British Columbia. And Justin Trudeau pushed through the marijuana thing. And she says every time she opens the door to go outside, the smell is there.
And
she can't get away from it.
Yeah, Bob, that's one of the things that you have brought up and others have brought out about where this has been legalized. I hadn't heard that story of the Canada, of Vancouver that you're talking about, Myrna, but I have heard it in other...
There was no vote on this. Justin Trudeau just pushed it through. There was no vote.
In Canada nationally, right? It's legal.
Right.
I'm going to start with you this time, Bob, to answer Myrna's concern that, you go outside and all of a sudden you're now walking into a marijuana smoke cloud. Do you, Bob, believe Myrna is correct? And what other concerns from other communities that have legalized this, other states that have legalized this, do you believe would happen here?
Well, I think that when this goes into effect, if it passes on December 6th, you're going to see more people using marijuana. You're going to see them smoking it all over the place. I've had friends tell me from Colorado, a guy got out of his car in front of a hotel, could check in, and there was a cloud of smoke around. Another guy was driving, riding his bike through a neighborhood, clouds of marijuana smoke around. That's what's going to happen.
If you have a question or comment, by the way, we welcome others, 800-228-0550. I'll check my text in a moment here, too. It's 701-367-2054, but calls welcome at 258-0550. David, to you on this point of what happened in Vancouver. Is that going to happen here?
So when I look at Colorado and I look at states that legalize, let me tell you what I see. I see hundreds of millions in tax revenue generated. I see families no longer split apart by the use of a substance that's objectively safer than alcohol. I see a society that no longer decides to inhibit personal freedoms and individual liberties by saying, no, you don't know what's best for you. No, you're not allowed to have this substance. No, Big Brother's going to watch you and control you. So I see that ending in states that legalize. Also, in terms of smoking in public, again, we've discussed that. The jury's out there. Our attorneys say, no, it will not legalize, as Bob continues to assert that his do. But at the end of the day, what we will see is this will be voted on by the people of North Dakota. This won't be a Justin Trudeau push through by a bunch of liberals.
Texter says on this note, why is it that the majority of people in Colorado say they wish they would have not made marijuana legal? So you see a Colorado that was a success story, and evidently, according to this listener, there's a majority poll that people don't want it.
See, that poll I disagree with. What we see when we look at Colorado, and it depends what you ask, but nationally you see support at or around 65% for full legalization. Colorado is slightly lower than that, but it ultimately is still above the 50% threshold, which does mean a majority of people in Colorado continue to support the legalization of marijuana.
Colorado has a tax, right? They've raised a bunch of money from this. Bob mentioned that this doesn't have a revenue clause in it. Why was it decided not to have tax revenue come from if this did in fact pass?
So first off, let's set the record straight. According to the Office of Management and the Budget, this will have the following taxes applied to it. It will have a 5% state tax. It will have a city sales tax. It will have a county sales tax. If you're a business owner, you will pay corporate income tax. If you have employees, you will pay their income tax. There is a huge tax revenue stream built in. But I thought we were about free markets and laissez-faire capitalism. I thought ultimately we wanted to keep tax rates as low as possible. We wanted to eliminate barriers to entry to the market because that's how we get the best product, is through capitalism. I think you and I can agree on that. So what does high tax rates do? Well, it's the government stealing your money out of your wallet. So why should the government be entitled to an extra share when we already pay enough taxes as it is?
All right, Bob, I got to get you in here. Any of that you want to respond to?
Sure. If this goes into effect, there'll be smoking all over the place. I have all the North Dakota attorneys I've talked to said that this supremacy clause wipes out the smoking ordinance, smoking law wipes out driving under the influence, wipes out sales tax. This is going to be bad for people. There is no revenue stream built in. I would say this. He looks at Colorado. There's 9 states that have legalized marijuana. Every one of those had laws that built in regulations, built in controls, built in limits, built in a revenue stream. This one is complete freedom for marijuana. I agree with them on that. But what about the freedom for those people who don't want their families and their kids to be exposed to marijuana smoke? There you go.
And that, I think, will cause a lot of people to, say, whatever you do, but don't infringe on, my family, my daughter,
And I agree, but the disagreement again comes back to whether or not smoking in public will be legal. Again, our attorneys assert that it won't be, but let's assume that we're wrong. Let's assume for a second that Bob's attorneys are correct. This can be changed with a very quick, very simple vote, and ultimately, if this is an issue, which I assert it's not, it can easily be changed. Also, I find it interesting that Bob seems to disagree with the official statements from the North Dakota government on how taxes and revenue will apply, because the state of North Dakota has released a fiscal impact report from the Office of Management and Budget, which shows this. You don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to take Bob's word for it. Look to the official government opinion and interpretation of the law as written.
And by the way, we have right now on our website the video of this, and we're going to take a break here in a moment, and what we'll do is we'll share the video. Todd, you can share it off of our page. I'll have it up and take some calls during the break because we have a full bank of calls. Jimmy in Bismarck is first, and next up is Joe in Bismarck, Chris on the road, Bill in Bismarck, Rick in Bismarck with your questions for these two, and we'll keep that going when we come back after the break, too, at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Is there a little... Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments is about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for that, by the way. We appreciate you. Big debate tonight. Heidi Heitkamp and Kevin Kramer, the second and final debate. She canceled the other debate with Prairie Public because she didn't want to come back from Washington to have to go back to Washington and vote on Kavanaugh. So it is the second and final, and we'll have it on our website's title, have it live on 550 K-Fire, and it's going to be, I think, epic. You know, it's the closest one to the election. It's a lot of issues out there, from the letter of the sexual abuse survivors and, you know, CNN now reporting on the debate. So there's a lot of moving parts to this right now. We'll watch it all. All right, we have a full bank of calls. We're going to let our guests answer these calls for you today on the program. And who's next? Bill in Bismarck. Bill, go ahead. You're next on What's On Your Mind for our guests.
Just the smell of pot more on people. I went to a fast food restaurant the other day, and you know, I'm a child of the 60s, so I know what it smells like, and they just a terrible stench on people, so that I've been noticing that I've never really noticed before. And I have a bigger concern about all the edibles. Nobody's talking about them. That I think is the biggest thing that we could even try and approach getting a handle on all that stuff.
All right. Bob, I'll go to you first. You agree or disagree?
Well, I agree that marijuana smoke apparently sticks around. I've never been around it. I don't know what it is, but all kinds of people have told me it's pervasive. And it'll be on your children when you don't want it there, when they walk through a place where it's smoked in public.
So you believe what he's citing is a reason to vote no on Measure 3?
I believe the reason to vote no on Measure 3 is that it's poorly drafted. It's going to have unlimited, unregulated, uncontrolled marijuana. It's not going to be a good source of revenue for the state of North Dakota.
Specifically to Bill's point, though, what would you say, Dave?
I'll talk about edibles for a second. When the free market creates a product, it creates multiple different ways to have that product. And ultimately, some ways are better than others. If you're concerned about the smell of smoke in public, you should be in favor of edibles, because edibles ultimately do not require smoke and are not ingested through the lungs. They're ingested through the digestive tract. Now, when you have a market where it's legal, you have different products, and you have the ability to choose which products you consume. And on the long term, edibles is a healthy and safer, in my opinion, alternative to smoking. Plus, it, in my mind, will long term have better benefits.
I have to tell you, though, there's a ridiculous amount of the operations that sell it. I mean, in New York City, it's every block. You got some goofy colored, trailer and peddling this stuff. I mean, do you not see the? Yeah, you know, I get what you're saying about, hey, it's free enterprise, and they're selling this. But does that make the community better?
It doesn't bother me when people choose to ingest a substance that is objectively safer than alcohol, so long as they're not harming people while they do it.
Mike in Grand Forks, go ahead for our guest. You're next.
Hello?
Mike, your question. Go ahead, sir.
Years ago, I picked up a book in a used bookstore. It was called The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and it's about the history of Randolph Hearst, marijuana, fake news, low land prices for trees in California, the whole works, and now it's up there with heroin and morphine and all that stuff. So we understand there's a problem. Has any of these guys read that book?
I'm sorry.
I haven't.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the book you're referring to. What we do know is marijuana is a substance that is objectively safer for people than alcohol, which is currently legal. We know that it's not physically addictive, and the Journal of American Medical Association released a study that shows opioid abuse and overdoses drop between 20 and 25% in states that legalize. We have an opioid problem here, and marijuana is not a gateway, it's an off-ramp.
And Bob, to that you would say what?
I'd say that that's ridiculous, because all the statistics show that 9% of the people who consume marijuana will be addicted to it. One of the problems with these candies, gummies, and brownies, apparently you can eat them faster than you can smoke them, and the next thing you know, you're high on marijuana well before you think you would be.
Steve in Fargo, last question for our guests. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment to Bob. Bob, you mentioned that, uncontrolled, unregulated marijuana. Yet, isn't it already uncontrolled, unregulated the way that we sit right now?
with having no regulations. So wouldn't it honestly be better opening up dispensaries that are employee-controlled, tax-paying, customer-accountable, health department-accountable employees, just to make it actually better and actually have regulations on it?
Well, we do have law right now. It's illegal, period. You're not supposed to be using it. If this measure passes, they'll have to, I'm sure there'll be pot shops all over the place. But this is not about pot shops. This is about a poorly drafted bill. It is promoting unregulated, unlimited, uncontrolled marijuana with no revenue stream. I'm urging people to vote no.
I'm going to give another question here that by text to David just voted no on three. Spent 2 weeks in San Diego this summer where recreational marijuana was recently approved and more strict than Measure 3. People smoking everywhere, using bongs in the park, smoking on the sidewalks. My kids and I were disgusted. Seeing is believing. This is what will follow if approved, as enforcement is impossible. You say what quickly?
So enforcement is not impossible. What ultimately happens when you legalize is law enforcement has the ability to go after the people who are violating the law, and they're not wasting all of this time on marijuana sold on the black market. What happens is when you arrest someone for marijuana possession, you take a law enforcement officer off the street for 4 hours. That makes your community less safe. That means they're not going after the heroin. They're not going after the meth. They're not going after the murderers.
That's going to have to do it today for our Measure 3 debate. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, David. Nice clean shave. Good to see you.
More out. Hurry! There's still time to look for the pink at the pump to fight breast cancer. If you choose the pink E15 nozzle when you fill out, 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute. For every gallon of E15 purchased, now through Halloween, save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. Choose the pink E15 nozzle today at Fargo locations of PetroServe USA, or Bismarck, or Castleton, or Mandan, or Valley City. Or stop by Valley Dairy's 2401 South Columbia Road location in Grand Forks to fill up. Tesoro in Winemere, or Dakota Plains CHS at 807 West Main Street in Valley City. Plus PetroServe USA locations in West Fargo, 1772 West Main, and 239 West Main. Choose pink at the pump. E15 to fight breast cancer. Hurry, this special offer ends October 31st.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.